All right, they're both saying good morning. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Chav Dalet 24. We are picking up on Chav Gimel Amud Beis 23b, the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Yes, a lot to do. Af Anoshim She'inan Ne'amanas Lomar Meis Baila Ne'amanas Lahavi Yeskita. So let's remember, we saw this from our Yevamos days, that even the women who are not believed to give testimony that a woman's husband died. So let's remember again, we spoke about this in Yevamos extensively, that there's a special kula that an Eid Echad is believed to testify that a woman's husband has died. And again, that's another example of Mishum Iguna, Akilu Barabanan, an Aguna issue. So remember, the Mishnah said there in Yevamos that there are certain women who are not believed to give testimony regarding the status of another woman's marriage. Why? Because there is an innate tension within the relationship, and there's a fear that the woman who's coming to give testimony may be trying to mess over the other individual. So the Mishnah says that even the women who are not believed to give testimony that another woman's husband has died are believed to go ahead and bring her get. Who are these women? Chamosa, her mother-in-law. So it's interesting, I will say, that there's an inherent tension in that relationship. Bas Chamosa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, her sister-in-law. Sarasa, both sides, Sarasa is a co-wife. Yevinta is her sister-in-law. Now, we'll say, now, why is there a tension in that relationship? There's a tension because there's the possibility that if the sister-in-law's husband dies without children, that it could be that they may become co-wives. Bas Baila, and her husband's daughter. At least from a different marriage. So we'll say, none of these women are believed to show up in Beis Din and say that the husband died, but they are believed to go ahead and bring the get. Ma bein get lamisa. So why is this? Why, if we don't believe them to testify that the husband died, why do we believe them to bring the get? Very simply, shaksav mochia. Because we'll say, gets a bit different. Why? Because you do have a document. You do have a document. Meaning, we'll say, when these women show up and they say, meis baila, chav gimel amud beis the Mishnah. When these women show up and they say, meis baila, and they say that, again, the husband died, so we're totally relying on their testimony. As opposed to, again, when they bring a get, so they're not making anything up. There is a document right there. Ha'isha atzma v'yeskita. Similarly, a woman herself, meaning the wife herself, could bring her own get. We'll discuss in the Gemara what the case is over here. Obilat she'tzricha lomar b'fanaynechtav b'fanaynechtam. But she has to say b'fanaynechtav u b'fanaynechtam. Says the Gemara v'hatanya. But we learned k'shim she'in ne'amanas lomar meis b'ayla k'achin ne'amanas l'ha v'yeskita. But yet the Gemara says, we have another braisa, and the braisa says the same way that these women mentioned in the Mishnah are not believed to say that the woman's husband died, they are also not believed to bring her get. So if a braisa that contradicts the Mishnah, some Rav Yosef Lokasha, Rav Yosef says it is not a contradiction. Kan be'aretz Yisrael, kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutz la'aretz. We'll say one case is talking about Eretz Yisrael, one is in chutz la'aretz. How so? Ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, de'lav adibur didah kasam chinon mehemna. So we'll say Rav Yosef says in Eretz Yisrael, remember, when you bring a get, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Therefore, again, when one of these women brings the get to this other woman in Eretz Yisrael, we are not, she's FedEx, right? She's UPS. Meaning, she does not endow this process with any level of credibility. So we're not relying on her word. If we're not relying on her word, we'll let her bring the get. But in Chutz La'aretz, what they're both saying, where she shows up and she says, so her words ultimately are what create the kashrus of the get. So in that case, again, we won't believe her. Abayi says the exact opposite seems to be the case. How so? Ba'aretz. If she brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, the asiba ma'arer mashke chinon bay. Bless you. The ikul meimar lekil kula kamechavna lo mehemna. So we'll say a bias is just the opposite. See, in Eretz Yisrael, when you bring a get, Rabbi, we'll say what happens. So let's say a shliach brings a get, and the baal shows up the next day, and he says, I never ordered that get. It's a forgery. So we'll say, so what's talacha? What's talacha? We believe the Baal. Now, when we say we believe the Baal, I mean, we obviously go through the process to try to ask what's going on. But the point is, the Baal's words have absolute credibility. So therefore, in that case, that's the case in Eretz Yisrael, says Abayi, where we'd have to be concerned that if one of these women is bringing the get, they may be doing it to mess over this other woman. Because again, remember, they could bring this get because they don't really do anything to validate the process. Husband could show up, say, I never ordered this get, and turn everything on his head. Therefore, again, but on the other hand, what? On the other hand, in Chutzlar, where the shliach has to say, b'fanei nechtav, u'b'fanei nechtam. And remember, as we've said before, once a shliach says that, I will say, what happens? The process is closed, meaning the process is no longer open to any type of not contradiction, but any type of challenge from the husband. Lemais, again, when she brings that get, that's a valid process. These other women should be believed, because in no way are they messing over or have the potential to mess over this other individual. So we'll say, so fundamental machlokes between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Here's what we know. We have a braisa that contradicts the Mishnah. And whereas the Mishnah said that these women are believed to bring the get, the braisa says they're not. Rav Yosef says that ultimately, again, in Eretz Yisrael, they're believed. In Chutz La'aretz, they're not, because in Eretz Yisrael, we're not relying on their words. In Chutz La'aretz, we are. Rav Yosef says just the opposite. Abaye says just the opposite. In Chutz La'aretz, where again, when they bring the get, and you say, the matter is closed, there's no possibility that they can mess over this woman. In Eretz Yisrael, where the process is still open to the husband's interference and challenge, there is the possibility that they're trying to mess over this woman, and therefore they're not believed. Tanya Kavasi, the Abaye of Brice, that supports Abaye Reb Shimon, Allah Zorah Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha Ne'emenes Lahavi Gita Mikava Chomer, a woman is believed to bring her own get. I mean, we'll see this case in just a moment. A woman is believed to bring her own get from a Kavah Chomer. What's the Kavah Chomer? When it comes to women who Chazal said are not believed to say that the husband of a particular woman died, but they are believed to bring the get, he shene'emenes lomar meis bayla, eino din shene'emenes lahavigita. So she, meaning the wife herself, who is believed to say that her husband died, certainly she should be believed to bring her own get. Tap of Chaf Dalet, Umi Makam Shebasa, but take this Kavachomer back to its place of origin. If these other women bring the get, they are obligated to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, meaning if it's from Chutz La'aretz. So too, ultimately, she is obligated to say, so we'll say this braisa supports Abaye, because this braisa clearly indicates that the case in which we believe these other women to bring the get is a case of where they are saying b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, which means it is a case of where the get is originating in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Ravashi says, Masnisin Nami Deka, our Mishnah, you could have a deek in our Mishnah for this as well. Diktani, Haisha Atzma Mevia Gita, or Bilvachete Tzricha Lomar. Because the Mishnah said what? A woman herself could bring her own get, as long as she says, Bafane Nechtav, Bafane Nechtam, Shmamina. We'll say, indeed, see from this that Lamaisa, what are we talking about? A case of where the get is coming from Chutz La'aretz. I have Rav Yosef. So we'll say, what does Rav Yosef do with the Mishnah? He'll have to say, Reisha v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz mitzi asa b'aretz. Will he say that the first and last cases of the Mishnah are talking about chutz la'aretz, and the middle one is talking about Eretz Yisrael? And that's indeed what he will say. Reisha v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz mitzi asa b'aretz. The first and last cases of the Mishnah are talking about chutz la'aretz. The middle case is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mimai, where do we know this? From Midiktani, Ma Bein Get Lemisa. Because the Mishnah says, what is the distinction between get and death? And that, we believe these other women to go out and bring the get, but we don't believe her to testify that a woman's husband died. Very simply, Shaksav Mochiach. Because also we have the get in writing. Velo Katani, Shaksav Upeh Mochiach. And yet the Mishnah does not say, because you have the get in writing, and Peh, and their words also prove. In other words, that it's coming from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they're saying Farnechtu and Farnechtam. So we'll say, the sugya ends over here. Bottom line, for our purposes today, the Rambam Paskin is like Abaye. Namely, that although in the cases of testifying about the death of a husband, there are certain women that are not believed. Who are those women? Those are the women who seem to have, according to Chazal, an innate animosity with the wife. Mother-in-law, daughter of the mother-in-law, sister-in-law, co-wife. These are all individuals who seem to have an innate tension with this woman. So these are the women who are not believed. If they show up in Beis Din and say, oh, we saw your husband die, they're not believed. The reason they're not believed is because there's a chashash that they're trying to mess her over. They're trying to tell her your husband's dead, she's going to get remarried, and they're going to say what? oops, we made a mistake, right? And he comes back home, and of course we've got big problems because now she is an inadvertent adulteress, but an adulteress nevertheless. And if there are children, those children are mamzerim. The Mishnah is now telling me that these women, however, are believed to bring her get. The Rambam Paskin is like Abaye, that under what circumstance are they believed to bring her get? Only when they're bringing the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because or vice versa. In other words, because once they're saying Befanei Nechtav, good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Once they're saying Befanei Nechtav, ooh, Befanei Nechtam, then what? Then what? Then Lamaisa, again, the get process is solidified, and there's absolutely no possibility of them messing her over. So because of that, Abaye says, in that case, they will be believed. But apparently, according to Ram Paskins, but a get, let's say, with an Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Afar Nechtam, where there is the possibility that they're saying that this is your get, but it may not be her get, at the end of the day, they would not be believed. Says the Gemara, Ha'isha Atzma M'vias Gita. Remember, the Mishnah said, a woman herself could bring her get. Rabbi say Chaf Dalit Amud Aleph, 10 lines out from the top. Two dots. Ha'isha Atzma M'vias. So remember, the woman herself could bring her get. So the Gemara says, Ha'isha Michi Mati Gita Liada. So we'll say this case doesn't make sense because, well, I shouldn't say that. The case at first glance does not appear to make sense. Remember again, so the Mishnah said a woman could bring her own get as long as she says, b'farei nechtav u'b'farei nechtam. But says the Gemara, I don't understand. The case must be where the husband is putting the get into the hand of the wife. Once he puts the get in the hands of the wife, then what? Then she's divorced. So what do you mean, b'farei nechtav u'b'farei nechtam? To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna ba'omer, lo tiskashi bo ela befnei beis din ploni. Oh, I will say the case over here is where he gives her the get, but he says, I'm giving you this get on the condition that it not be chal, that it not be valid, that you not be divorced until you arrive in front of so-and-so beis din. Okay, so I'll say, so by the way, the easiest way to frame this case is that, let's say he's in Chutz La'aretz, and he's telling her, I want you to take this get to Teretz Yisrael, and it's only once you get Teretz Yisrael that ultimately will you be divorced. Fine, the Gemara said, one second, so-and-so, Kimat Yahasam Igar Shala. But I will say, so I don't say still, why do I need Befainechtam? So once she gets to that Beis Din, she's fulfilled the Tanai, she's fulfilled the condition, and therefore what? She'll be divorced. Listen to this Tanai. He says like this. He gives her the get, he puts the get in her hand, and he says, I'm giving you this get on the condition that when you get to the Beis Din, I want you to place the get on the ground, pick it back up, and then you'll be divorced. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we are going to have a lot of fun with this case later on in Meretz Hashem. We're going to get to it much later. But this case of Tli Gitech is one of the most incredible sukkahs in Gid. Tli Gitech Mi'al Gabi Karka is the case of where a husband places a get, let's say on the ground, and he says to her, pick up your get and you'll be divorced. Without getting into the technicalities of that particular case, the Gemara says, And I will say, we said that halacha lamaisa, if a husband places the get on the ground and tells his wife to pick it up and be divorced, he hasn't said anything. Rashi says, lo amar klum, it's almost right across in Rashi, deba'inan benasan. Both say, as we're going to learn, that lamaisa, the get process is only valid if there's a venasan. There has to be a nesina from the husband to the wife. So if he places the get on the ground and he instructs her, pick it up, there's no venasan, and therefore halacha lamaisa, the get's not good. Therefore, if you want to tell me that the case over here is, where what? Where a husband is going and saying to the wife, here's your get, I want you to go to Beis Din. When you get to Beis Din, put it down on the ground, and then pick it back up and be divorced. That's Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. It's not kosher. So the Gemara says, rather, Ella, what's the case? Da'amar la, havi shliach lo locha ad matis hasam, v'chi matis hasam havi shliach lekabal, v'kab li eskitech. So we'll say, so rather, what's the case over here? Husband says to the wife, here's the deal. I want you to be my shliach lo locha. I want you to be my agent of transport. So let's say transport the get from here, ultimately to Beis Din. When you get to Beis Din, I want you to morph into your own Shliach LeKabbalah. Right? I want you, remember, Shliach LeKabbalah is the agent who receives the get on behalf of the wife. So now, his cousin says, I want you to act as my Shliach LeHolacha, my agent to transport the get to the Beis Din. But when you get to the Beis Din, I want you to transform into your own Shliach LeKabbalah. And V'kabli Eskitech, and receive your get like that. Once again, but that doesn't work. V'ha, lo chazri shlichos etzel habal. Boaz, it is actually very fascinating that the Gemara is going to discuss this later on as well, that there's a concept by shlichos. If you look at Rashi, v'halo chazer shlichos etz laba, which literally means the agent is unable to return to the person who appoints the agent, to the principal, thank you, is that doesn't return to the principal. Rashi says, shliach lo mikri, ela mishtalech mizelaze, sheroi lachzor etzel sholchol, v'lomar asisi shlichu seich l'chavirech, v'zi'unei roi lachzor. So we'll listen to this. We're going to see later on, we'll see where the Gemara gets this from. There's a concept in shlichos that a shaliach has to be able to report back to the principal and say, mission accomplished. Now, we're going to see the agent doesn't actually have to do that, but in order for a shlichos to be valid, a shliach has to have the ability, the capacity to be able to do that. So the Gemara says that's going to be the problem with this case. Why? Because if you're telling me over here, husband appoints the wife as the shliach la'olacha, I want you to be my agent, transport to get to the Beis Din, and then what happens? Then you get to the Beis Din, I want you to transform from a shliach la'olacha to a shliach le'kabbalah. I want you to become your own agent, your own shliach le'kabbalah. What's wrong with us? So that means what? That means the shliach la'olacha has ceased to exist. If the shliach la'olacha has ceased to exist, technically speaking, that's not a shliach that could return back to the principal to report mission accomplished. And if that's the case, the shlichos is not good. So what's the case? The Amar Law, Havi Shliach La'olacha Ad Matis Hasam. What's the case? Where he says, I want you to be a Shliach La'olacha until you get to Beis Din. V'chi Matis Hasam, when you get to Beis Din, Shavi Shliach LeKabbalah. I want you to go and appoint your own Shliach LeKabbalah. Boss, listen to this. And what's going to happen? So the Isha, the woman who's the Shliach La'olacha, is going to deliver the get to her newly appointed Shliach LeKabbalah. And once she is here, this interesting idea, once she hands over the get to her shliach lekabbalah, then she'll be divorced. Remember again, she's holding the document. We're holding the document in her hand, she's not divorced because again, that was the tenai of the husband. The husband appointed her as a shliach leholacha. She hands over the get to her shliach lekabbalah, and then she's divorced. Says the Gemara, Hanicha leman damer isha osa shliach lekabbalah gita miach shliach baila. So we'll say again, we're touching today on a number of incredible sugyas. So what happens? That makes sense according to the approach that says that a woman is permitted to go ahead and appoint a shaliach to receive the get from her husband's shaliach. Ella leman damer ein ha isha osa shliach lekabbalah gita miach shliach baila. My ikal meimar, but Rabbi says, according to the opinion who says that a woman is not permitted to appoint an agent to receive the get from the husband. According to this opinion, if the husband appointed an agent to deliver the get, the isha must receive that get directly from the husband's agent and may not go ahead and what? Appoint another agent to receive the get. Says Zimar, well, one second. So Gemara says, time of my. So one second, let's analyze this for just a moment. So before we get to the reasoning, so the Gemara says over here that the case, the way we're trying to establish this is the following. Husband gives the wife the get. But again, you're not divorced. I'm appointing you as a shliach la'olacha. Take the get to the Beis Din. When you get to the Beis Din, I want you, wife, to appoint your own shliach la'kabbalah. Hand over the get to the shliach la'kabbalah, and then you'll be divorced. The Gemara says, that only works if you hold that a woman could appoint a shaliach to receive the get from her husband's shaliach. But according to the approach that says that a woman cannot appoint a shaliach to receive the get from her husband's shaliach, so then how does the case work? So ask the Gemara, well, what would be wrong with the woman appointing a shaliach to receive the get from her husband's shaliach? Time am I, mishum di'ika bizayon debal. But say, listen to this. The opinion that holds that a woman cannot appoint a shaliach to accept the get from her husband's shaliach is an issue of embarrassing or humiliating the husband. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Mishum bizayon debal. The savar mevaza osi she'ein hi atza mekablaso, because the husband can get bragis and he could say, a chutzpah, she won't receive the get from my shaliach. She has to go ahead and appoint an agent to get it from my shaliach. Hilchach lo nechalei she'i shlucho, most of the shlucho. And the husband could say, I don't want my shaliach giving it over to her shaliach. V'imaser lo havi gita. What Chazal were concerned over here, Bosai, is that what? That the husband may feel that the wife is slighting him. So you'll say to yourself, who cares? Bosai, normally we don't care, but we do care here. Why? Why? Because Bosai, remember again, if he feels slighted and he cancels the shlichus, the get is done. So remember, Bosai, a lot of these things, you know, in general, we'll say, you know, sometimes they say that in life, you know, people have to make a choice between being right and getting the job done. So getting the job done is much more important than being right. So, you know, you can see over here, who cares? The husband gets, but you shouldn't get broke. We know how people are. We know how people are. Sometimes it's rumored that people could be difficult. So Chazal were concerned. Chazal is saying, listen, let's not rock the boat. So therefore, this opinion says over here that if we know that the husband could interpret something as a slight, and therefore, technically speaking, call off the whole get process, don't do it. Don't do it, because all you're doing is undermining the interests of the woman herself. So we'll say, so in that, if that's the concern over here, then what? Hacha balo kapit. So we'll say that concern wouldn't apply over here. Why wouldn't it apply over here? Because it's the husband himself who's telling her to appoint the shliach lekabalah, to which the Gemara says, "Honey, chalamad rabbi shem bizan debal." So we'll say, so according to the opinion, it says that a wife can't appoint a shaliach to receive the get from the husband shaliach because it could be perceived as a slight to the husband. Then I understand why that concern doesn't apply in this case. According to the opinion, it says that no, appointing a shaliach to go ahead and receive the get from the husband shaliach is an issue of chatzar abal achar mikan. We'll say, isn't this amazing? We just learned this 2 days ago. Right. Remember that case? That was the case, I remember again, of where the husband puts the get in a chatzar, sells it to Reuven, and tells Reuven to go ahead and sell it to the Isha. So remember again, it's already in the chatzar, that get doesn't work. So we'll say, so Chazal were concerned that this case, these cases of like multiple levels of shlichos, like, so the husband has his shaliach, the wife has his shaliach, so the get's essentially going through four sets of hands, have the appearance of this chatzar habali acher mikan. So Michael Amemar, Damrallah, so what's the case? Damrallah, havishliach la'olach ha'damad, that's not supposed to say, here's, we're going to finally come to the case. What's the case? Husband says to the wife, here's your get, but you're not divorced. I want you to take the get to the Beis Din. And you are shaliach la'olacha, you are my agent for transport until you get to the Beis Din. V'chi matis hasam, and when you get to Beis Din, shavi shliach la'olacha, oh, I want you to appoint, not a shliach la'kabbalah, but I want you to appoint another shaliach la'olacha. I want you to appoint another agent of transport, I should say, the kabli eskiteich minai, and go ahead and receive your get from him. So we'll say this case works beautifully. Why? Because in this case, she's not appointing her own shaliach to go ahead and receive it from the shliach. Instead, what is she doing? She's transferring her agency to another agent. I will say, and you should know, general in halacha, there's a shayla on that, which we will discuss. In other words, if I'm appointed to do something, can I transfer my agency to someone else? So even if for argument's sake, the answer to that is normally no, in this case, it's okay. Why? Why? Because the husband's telling her to do it. So in this case, I want you to appoint another shliach laholacha, give over the get to him, and then you directly receive the get from that shaliach. V'ibay, same with the other possibility is, da'amrala, havi shliach laholacha, d'matis hasam. The other possibility is, he says to her, be the shliach laholacha until you get to Beis Din, v'chi matis hasam when you get to Beis Din, emer kamei dina b'farnechta b'farnechtam, say before Beis Din, b'farnechta b'farnechtam, umashvi be'dina shliach. And then I will say, once you say a fine echtam, the get comes into the jurisdiction of Beis Din. Once the get comes into the jurisdiction of Beis Din, v'lei svuha nehelach, Beis Din will figure out ultimately how to go ahead and convey the get to you. So whether you give it to Beis Din and Beis Din gives it to you, whether Beis Din appoints such that, just say a fine echtam, and then the case takes on. Excuse me, then the get takes on a life of its own. So we'll say, so again, essentially, remember, the Gemara we just spent this entire time trying to figure out this unique case of where, because the case at first glance is strange, only because it would appear to be that once the husband puts the get in the hands of the wife, she's divorced. All the Gemara is just trying to show us is you could have circumstances for a variety of different reasons where the husband wanted to structure the case that she's not divorced immediately, but only through a series of steps ultimately that culminate in her reciting befarinechtav, befarinechtam in the presence of a bezdin, hadron Allah hamevi get. Mazel tov. Kol get shnichtal shalom l'shem isham. It was a great Mishnah. It's a really great Mishnah. Any get that was not written for the sake of this particular woman, shalom l'shem isha, that was not written for the sake of this woman, pasul, is pasul. So what's the case? Haya over b'shuk v'shama kol sofrim makrin ish ploni megarishes plonis mimakom ploni v'amar zeshmi v'zeim v'zeshem ishti. So imagine the following case. You're in the shuk, and what happens? You see, you hear the sofrim. Now we'll discuss what this case is. You hear the sofrim makrin. Rashi says over here, kosei gittin. So they're writing a get. And what are they writing a get? Right? Reuven is divorcing Leah. I will say, what happens? Reuven's in the shuk. And he says, Mamish, it's my name, it's my wife's name, same place, Simin min ha-shamayim. Right? This is, who says there's no prophecy today, right? Mamish, again, it's a Simin. He says, I'm in a chaparayim. Honey, I'm home with the groceries, right, and so what happens? V'zeh shem ishti. So we'll say the aloch is pasul agarish bo. Okay, so what happens? You can't use this get. Get is pasul. Yes, we can. So we'll say we're going to see this Mishnah is a series of cases that are built one on top of the other. Even more than this, kasav legarish es ishto v'nimloch. We'll say if a man decided to divorce his wife. He wrote a get to divorce his wife, and then he decided against divorcing her. V'nimloch means he changed his mind. Matza ben iro v'amar lo shmi kishmecha v'shem ishti kishem ishticha. Well, so what happens again? Reuven was going to divorce his wife Leah, and then what happens? He changed his mind. But Reuven has a friend, Reuven, who's also married to Leah, who lives in the same place. And what happens? Second, Reuven says, you know what, let me use that get. So we'll say, what's talach? Apostle Garishbo. So second, Reuven cannot use that get to divorce his wife. Next case, Amud Beis. Yes, Remikan. Hayulo shtei nashin. So we'll say, so a man has two wives. Ushmosei and Shavos. This case is problematic on so many levels. Right? So a man has two wives, and they both have the same name. And what happens? Kasav legarish es hagidola. So what happens? Reuven is married to two women named Leah. He decides he's going to divorce. They call the Gdol, the older one. Right? So he decides to go ahead and he's going to divorce wife number one. And then what happens? He changes his mind and he wants to divorce wife number two. It doesn't work. Now we'll say, and remember in that case, you see how we're building in novelty in each of the cases. So remember again, married to two women, both have the same name. He was going to divorce wife number one, decide, no, I'm going to divorce wife number two. Doesn't work. Yes, or me can. Even more than that, Amar lelavlar kasav le'ezo she'eretze agarish pas, she'eretze she'eretze agarish, plus listen to this case. Same thing, a man is married to two women, both with the same name. He says to the sofer, look, I know I'm divorcing someone. I just don't know who I'm divorcing yet. Not sure exactly who I'm going to divorce. Do me a favor. Just write the get for me. No, and again, I'm both saying I'm going to decide after. Again, it doesn't matter because remember, they're both named Leah. And it's all the same occasion. So I'll decide afterwards who I'm going to divorce. Pasal legarish bo. Both say this get also is not good. So both say now we're going to go through each of these cases. So kasav legarish es ishto v'nimloch. So both say, remember again, the Mishnah says over here that if a man wrote a get and decided not to divorce his wife, so the get can't be used. So we'll say, so the Gemara asks over here, take a look at Rashi. So the Gemara asks, it appears to be that some of these cases seem to be repetitive. So the Gemara says, what are the cases coming to teach me? I'll tell you what the cases are coming to teach me. The first case in the Mishnah of where I'm walking in the shuk, because I'm about to say that was the first case, the case of Haya over Bashuk. What's the case over there? The case over there are Sofrim, scribes, who are teaching their students how to write get. I'm about to remember again, writing a get is not a simple thing. We already saw, first of all, in the first Tosis, in the Masechta, that the word get, right, comes from where? Ultimately, again, comes from, at least one of the opinions, is Tosis says it comes from the numerical value of 12. Right, because the get is written in 12 lines. So again, writing a get, I'm not going to call it, art form is the wrong word, but it's a skill. So what are we talking about? These are scribes that are teaching their students how to write gittin in the shuk. And what's the case? The case is, you know, the scribes are administering to their apprentices a test. Write a get for Reuven, who is divorcing his wife Leah in Baltimore. So I want you, the test is write up that get. And what happens? Amar Rav Ashi, Deikon Ami Diktani. You can even be medayik this in the Mishnah. Sofrin Makrin, Velo Katani Sofrin Korin. I will say the lashon of the Mishnah is Sofrin Makrin means what? The Sofrin are giving their instructions. They're giving their instructions to others, and it doesn't say the Sofrim are reading the get. So this the case in the Mishnah is a case where what? Where Lemaisa, again, they are giving instructions to their apprentices to go ahead and write the particular get. So the Gemara says, "My yes." So what's the Gemara says, well, so tell me, the Mishnah obviously what's is set up in a way where each of the cases are building on each other. So my yes, Miki, listen to this. Tana Debe Rabbi Shema. Lo zeshe nichtav shelo l'shum gerishin. So we'll say, the first case in the Mishnah of the Sofrin, it goes without saying that that case is not going to be good. Why is that case not going to be good, Abosai? Because that get is not even written for the sake of divorce at all. What is it being written for? Practice. It's a practice. So we'll say, so I understand why that case is not good, because that get is not even vested with any actual power of divorce. Ela af zeh, rather the Mishnah becomes to me, even the case, shenichtav l'shum gerishin pasul. So we'll say, rather, what does the Gemara come to teach me? The Gemara can say, well, so what was case number two? Case number two was, kasav l'garish ishto, v'nimlach matzo ben ira, v'am l'shmik ishmech. So case number two is where what? Where Reuven was going to divorce his wife Leah, then he decided against it. And what happens? Another guy finds the get and says, hey, I want to use that get. We'll say, what's the Havamina? At least the case number two, what? The get was written for the sake of Gerushin. So the Gemara says again, lo zu'af zeshe nichtav l'shem Gerushin pasul. So we'll say, even though in case number two, the get was written for the sake of divorce, still someone else can't use that get. So we'll say, so again, I understand why case number two, the get is puzzle. Why? Because it wasn't written for that specific Reuven and that specific Leah. We'll say, what was case number three? Case number three was a man who has two wives, and they have the same name. So Reuven wanted to divorce Leah one, but then he decides to divorce Leah number two. So we'll say, even though in that case, the get was written for a specific marriage, I still can't use that case. Why? Because I still can't use that get. Why? Because it wasn't written for a specific woman. For those that shlo nichtav l'shum gerishin, ha? Even the next case, what was the next case after that, Rabbi Osai? Where again, he says to the Lavlar, he says ultimately again to the scribe, I want to divorce one of my wives, but I'm not sure what, which one I want to divorce. Even in that case, Rabbi Osai, the get is still not good. So my time, Rabbi Osai, what's the logic, what's the reasoning behind all of these cases? So ikasav, if the Pasuk would have said, Vinasan Sefer Krisos Piyada, if the Pasuk would have just said, you shall deliver a book of Krisos, of dissolution in her hand, Hava Amina, Lemiute Hech Kama, de lo Abed Lashem Krisos. I would have assumed that the Pasuk is coming to exclude case number one. Case number one is the practice get case. Why, Abosai? Because in that case, the get wasn't even written for the sake of dissolving marriage. Aval kasav legarish es ishto, benimlach, da abilishum krisos emakasher. But Abosai, in the case where Reuven was going to divorce his wife Leah, and then what? He has a change of heart. I would have thought that another Reuven could go out and divorce his wife Leah with that get. Why? Because that get was written. Now, that's an instrument of divorce. It was written for the sake of divorce. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vikasov. So we'll say, therefore, the Pasuk adds in the extra vav Vikasov to tell me that what? That even a get written for the sake of divorce, if what? If it wasn't written for that couple, for that specific couple that wants to get divorced, the get is not good. And Vikasov Rahman, Vikasov. So we'll say, if the Pasuk would have just said Vikasov, Hava Amina Lemi'uthi Hai. So I would have said that's coming to exclude the case of where Reuven did not write that get for the sake of divorcing his wife Leah, but it was written for a different Reuven and Leah. Aval yesh lo shtei noshim, the iuk kasiv la. Rabbi Osei, in the case of where what? A man has two wives named Leah, and he originally was going to divorce wife number one, but then decides to divorce wife number two. I would have said such a get should be good. Why? Because that get is still being written by this specific husband. Therefore, again, kasav rachmana, la, lishma. Therefore, the Pasuk says la, and what is la teaching Rabbi Osei? That it's not just enough that it be written by this specific husband, but what? It has to be dafka for the specifically intended wife. the seifa lamli. So we'll say, if that's the case, why do I need the last case? We'll say, so meaning once I establish that principle that a get must be written by a specific husband for a specific wife, why do I need the last case? So we'll say, what's the last case? Last case is where the man is married to two women named Leah. He says to the scribe, do me a favor, just write me a Reuven, Leah, Baltimore get, but I don't know who I'm divorcing and I'll decide that afterwards. So we'll say, so that case now becomes obvious that it's not good. Why is it not good? Because it's not being written for a specific woman. What's the novelty in that case? Oh, I'll tell you the novelty. Hakashan de in Bereira. Oh, and we'll say, so what does it teach me? We'll say, remember, we've said many times throughout our journeys in Shas, we have encountered this concept of Bereira. Breira is the concept of retroactive clarification. So if you would hold Yesh Breira Bosei, what you would say is the following. Reuven goes over to a sofer and he says, listen, I'm married to two women named Leah. I'm divorcing one of them. I don't know who I am divorcing, but I will decide on a later date. If you hold Yesh Breira, if you hold there is a concept of retroactive clarification, that means that when Reuven decides which Leah he's divorcing, Lemafreya, retroactively, we say that what? That's the Leah he had in mind at the time of the get. So we'll say, therefore, the first number of cases in the Mishnah tell me that the din of Lishma by get dictates that the get must be written for a specific man and a specific woman. And the last case teaches me that what? We hold Ein Breira. There is no retroactive clarification for a get. Rather, again, the intended parties to the get must be unequivocally clear at the time that the get itself is written. Let's go a little bit weiter. So the Gemara says, Kasav l'garish sekdol l'garish esaktano. Someone says, so if he had in mind, remember again, to divorce wife number one, he can't use the get to divorce wife number two. So remember again, this is the case. Reuven is married to two women with the same name. Both Leah. So what happens? At first he decides he's going to divorce Leah one. Then he has a change of heart. He says, I'm going to divorce Leah number two. So the Mishnah says it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Kitanuhu de la matzi megarish bei, hagidola matzi megarish bei. So we'll say we could infer from the Mishnah that what? That Lemaisa, again, he can't divorce Leah number two with the get, but what? He can divorce Leah number one with the get. Because we'll say that's the wife that he had originally intended to give the get to. Now, listen, now see to yourself, yeah, so what? Look at Rashi. The ha gidola matzi megarish, the chimafgale, lo chayshiran le isra eshesish, le meymar, shema lo lezunitain, el lechaverta, v'nafa miyada, umatsaso zu, dehol v'naktina le legita biyada bedida mechaskina. Now, listen to this. See, I might have thought the following. I might have thought when Reuven is married to Leah number one, two Leahs, that when Leah, so remember, the Mishnah said, let's follow this through. The Mishnah said that Reuven wrote to get to divorce Leah number one, and then what happens? He decided he wanted to divorce Leah number two. It doesn't work, but he can use the get to divorce Leah number one. Just in the vacuum, the Gemara says, by the way, that tells us that he can use the get to divorce Leah number one. Now, what's the novelty in that statement? The novelty in that statement is that when Leah number one shows up with her get in Beis Din, I could have said that maybe we shouldn't believe her that she's divorced. As she has a get, maybe that actually is the get of who? Of Leah number two, but Leah number two dropped it. Leah number one found it, and she's claiming that she's the one that's divorced. You see from the Mishnah that we are not concerned with that possibility. Rather, again, the halacha operates under the assumption that what? That she, who produces the get, is in fact the one who is divorced. Now, why is this important for us? Amar Rava Zosomeres, because what this teaches us is, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Hadorin bi'ir achas. But let's say you have two guys who are both named Yosef ben Shimon, who live in the same city, Motzi and Shtarchov al Achirim. They can go ahead and produce a document against someone. So in other words, what's the case over here? So let's say you have two guys named Yosef ben Shimon who live in the same city. And what happens? Yosef ben Shimon went ahead and lent Reuven money. He comes to Beis Din. Remember again, the creditor always holds on to the document until payment is given. So Yosef ben Shimon shows up in Beis Din and he says, listen, Reuven owes me money. And what does Reuven say? I don't know you. I owe Yosef ben Shimon. I own the other Yosef ben Shimon. We'll say, what do we see from this case? That what does Beis Din say? Beis Din says, Reuven, we don't believe you. Why not? because we assume that the Yosef ben Shimon who's holding the document is the one who is the real creditor and entitled to the debt. And also, see, the Gemara is just saying, we see that from our Mishnah, because the same way that when Leah number one shows up with the document in Beis Din, and she says, I'm divorced, then says, okay, we believe you, right? We're not choshesh that maybe the get is really belongs to Leah number two, and Leah number two lost it, and Leah number one picked it up. No, if she holds the get, she's the one who's divorced. So too, again, to Yosef ben Shimon, if Yosef ben Shimon is showing up at Beis Din with the document, with the note, and debtor says, I don't owe you the money, I owe the other Yosef ben Shimon, we do not believe the debtor. Rather, again, we believe Yosef ben Shimon. Amrle Abayi says, Elami ato. But using this logic, Resha diktani shmi kishmecha apostle. But I will say, go back to the previous case. What was the previous case? Of where Reuben was going to divorce his wife Leah. And then what happened? He decided against it. And he's got a friend, Reuben, who's also married to Leah. So what happens? Reuben number two says, why let a good get go to waste? He says, you know what? I'll divorce my wife with the get. Remember, second Reuven cannot go ahead and divorce his wife. Sheni hu delo matzi megarish pe. Remember, it's only the second Reuven who can't divorce his wife with this get. Harishon matzi megarish pe. But Rabbi says, obviously the first Reuven can't divorce his wife. But one second. V'ha amrinan, but we learned, v'lo achar yachol lahotzi alein shtachov. Rabbi says, here's what's interesting. In the case of two Yosef and Shimons who live in the same city, we'll say, what's talacha? They can lend money, but what? No one can lend them money. Why can no one lend them money? We'll say, because here's the problem, is that when they go ahead, when let's say the creditor comes to collect the debt, so what could Yosef ben Shimon, the debtor, say? What could he say? Not me, it's the other guy. Now, we'll say, now what's the creditor's recourse against that? Nothing. The truth is, the creditor has, based on the document, the creditor has no way to prove that the Yosef ben Shimon mentioned in the document is the Yosef ben Shimon who who ultimately, again, is the one who's standing before him Beis Din. In other words, the Yosef ben Shimon creditor could easily deflect it ultimately to the other creditor. So also, using that same logic in this case, it would appear that in the case of where there are two Yosef ben Shimons ultimately, again, living in the same city, why should Yosef ben Shimon be able to use that get to divorce his wife? Elamais lechol meimar. We'll say, just finish this up. Rather, what do you have to say? So let's say you live in a city and there are two Yosef ben Shimons. So remember again, when Yosef ben Shimon is the creditor, that case is much easier. Why? Right? Because remember, whoever's holding the document, Rabbi Sayin Halacha, has the upper hand. So the debtor wants to say, I didn't borrow money from you, basically, we're not listening to you. That Yosef ben Shimon has the document, he's the creditor. But Rabbi Sayin, when he is the borrower, when he is the debtor, Sein Achinami, when the creditor comes to go ahead and collect the money, he could deflect it and say, not me, it was the other Yosef ben Shimon. The only way to resolve that issue, Rabbi Sayin, is how? Is Eidi Mesira. That you'd have, if you want to lend Yosef ben Shimon money in a city where there are two Yosef ben Shimons, the creditor could roll the dice. Meaning you don't have to if you want to lend money to Yosef ben Shimon without Eidi Mesira Gegizon Tehate. Only one problem: you better trust Yosef ben Shimon a lot. Because if you show up and he says, "Not me, I didn't borrow money from you," you're going to be in big trouble. The only way to secure your debt is with Eidi Mesira. So too, the Gemara suggests over here, same idea, that if you're in a city where there are two Yosef ben Shimons, there are two Reuven and Leahs, and Reuven wants to divorce his wife, right? Reuven wants to divorce her. Both said the only way to make sure that that get does not wind up in the wrong hands and cause trouble is how, both say, Eidi Mesira. Because what Eidi Mesira are able to do that a document cannot, only thing a document could do is highlight the information written therein. The one thing that Eidi Mesira can do is what? Facial recognition. Right? Eidi Mesira could say, that's the couple that was divorced, not that one. Therefore, again, the Gemara is suggesting that the only way that a get works in a situation where there's more than one Yehud, than one Reuven and Leah couple is going to be with Eidi Mesira. We'll stop over here. We'll meet to continue with this tomorrow. Say that again. Any time in Mesechus Gittin.